This homily is coming from the Black Abbey in Kilkenny in Ireland, where the Dominicans came in 1225. A very old abbey, and we are still occupying the same site. My name is Jim Dunleavy, Dominican friar of the Irish province, preaching for the 6th of May. And the passage is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verse 26 to 16:4. The Helper will come, the Spirit who reveals the truth about God and who comes from the Father. I will send him to you from the Father, and he will speak about me. And you too will speak about me, because you have been with me from the very beginning. I have told you this so that you will not give up your faith. You will be expelled from the synagogues, and the time will come when anyone who kills you will think that by doing this he is serving God. People will do these things to you because they have not known either the Father or me. But I have told you this, so that when the time comes for them to do these things, you will remember that I told you. We can all expect difficulty and opposition as we follow Christ. We need, of course, the Holy Spirit, the guide, the wisdom, the knowledge, to teach us and to lead us in the way of Christ with sincerity and honesty. But nevertheless, there will be those who will oppose us. I, as I have said, am speaking from Kilkenny, the Dominican Priory there, and a figure still seems to loom over Kilkenny, a man called Oliver Cromwell. And he did great, great disaster on many towns in Ireland, including Kilkenny. And yet it was said of him that all his soldiers marched with a sword in one hand and a Bible in the other. Oh, there was such self-righteousness. And they were quite sure, many of them, that what they were doing for God. So we need to stand firm in our resolution to be followers of Christ. And it isn't just opposition from the outside. There is the internal warfare that goes on within each one of us. And as St. Paul says, I do the things I would not do. We find the struggle with ourselves. And so today we need to pray for guidance and wisdom, but also we need to pray for fortitude, for courage, that we will run the race, we will finish the course, and we will stand resolutely at the foot of the cross. Amen.